The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Election Central on WBBM.
It is the morning after Election Day. Chicagoans weighing in on Donald Trump's re-election as president. WBBM's Nancy Hardy is outside Union Station, joins us live now on the Newsline.
Cisco, many of the commuters we've spoken to this morning were not expecting these results.
A lot of red really turned out. I was surprised. I didn't know there were that many votes out in those rural areas.
He's done after 4 years, so he's not worrying about trying to get reelected. He's, hopefully he makes good on what he said he's going
to
do.
If he's really honestly and wants to make America great again, you got to unite everybody.
The first man we heard from there is from Streamwood and voted for Harris. He wants to know what Donald Trump's plans are for lowering prices after inflation and proposals for health care if the GOP majority will again try to dismantle Obamacare. The second man is a commodities broker who is excited at how the stock market is reacting to a Trump presidency. And the last is a lifelong Democrat from Park Ridge who says the next president cannot bring hate. We need more love, he says. Live outside Union Station, Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Meantime, in the city's first school board elections, it wasn't the landslide victory the Chicago Teachers Union was hoping for. Candidates backed by the CTU are leading in four races, with charter-backed candidates and independent candidates leading in the other six. WBBM's Sarah Herrera was at CTU headquarters in the West Loop.
The school board candidates were near the bottom of Chicagoans' ballots, causing concern for low engagement. But the CTU spent $1.6 million to endorse 10 candidates, with one of those seats, District 5 on the west side, going uncontested. CTU President Stacey Davis-Gates criticized charter supporters and made mention of the other seats to be filled by Mayor Johnson.
They spent a whole bunch of time. They spilled a whole bunch of ink. They sent a whole bunch of propaganda to get 3 out of 21. God bless you.
The mayor will still appoint 11 members. The board will not be fully elected by voters until 2027. Sarah Herrera, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Illinois Policy Institute Vice President of Marketing Austin Berg says in future school board elections, candidates will now compete with more interests in mind.
And when you have those elections, there are going to be interests beyond just government unions. There are going to be interests who care about school choice. There are going to be interests that care about charter schools specifically. Many different interests will compete in those races. So that's to be expected.
10 people will be seated on the school board as a result of the current election. The mayor appoints the other 11.
Democrat Eileen O'Neill Burke is the winner in the race for the Cook County State's attorney spot. She defeated former Chicago City Councilman Bob Fioretti. And with 65% of the vote, Burke says she's grateful for the opportunity.
I am telling you, together, we are going to create something. Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Extraordinary. Thank you. Thank you for your faith in me. Thank you for believing in a safe, thriving Cook County.
She added, no matter who people voted for, she will work for and with the people of the county.
Cook County Commissioner Tara Stamps, the winner in a special election to serve out the remainder of Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's unexpired term on the county board. Stamps defeated Libertarian candidate James Humé with over 89% of the vote. There was no Republican candidate in the race.
And North Suburban Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhart has won another term in office.
Reinhart faced a challenge from Republican Mary Cole, a former prosecutor herself, who said he politicized the office and drove away talented prosecutors. They did not see eye to eye on the controversial Safety Act. Reinhart, a supporter of the legislation, argued it does not make the county less safe, citing a decrease in crime. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Democrats won 14 of Illinois' 17 congressional districts in yesterday's elections. In what was considered the most competitive congressional race in the state, Democratic Representative Eric Sorensen defeated Republican Joe McGraw. Sorensen, the first openly LGBTQ member of Congress in Illinois history. He represents the huge 17th district. It covers a large portion of northwestern and western Illinois.
And Illinois voters also approved an advisory referendum calling for higher taxes on income over $1 million. The non-binding question received more than 3.4 million votes in favor to 1.3 million against. In order to take effect, voters would have to approve a constitutional amendment on the 2026 ballot to authorize the new 3% tax on Illinois millionaires.
Republicans winning two key races in Indiana. Mike Braun has won the Indiana governor's race, defeating Democrat Jennifer McCormick. Jim Banks has won Indiana's open U.S. Senate seat, defeating Democrat Valerie McCray.
Meantime, there is no clear winner in Wisconsin's hotly contested U.S. Senate race between two-term Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin and Republican challenger Eric Hovde. Democrats who were hoping for a Baldwin win to prevent the state's two Senate seats going to the Republicans.
Now sports, here's Josh List.
They're going to do this six times, so it's sort of like a drill, just a test. College football playoff rankings expand to a 12-team playoff. It's the 12-team playoff era. Five automatic bids, seven at-large schools will eventually make up this playoff in a couple of months. Revealed for the first time last night, the number one, Oregon, is 9-0, sitting at the top two, Ohio State. And the Buckeyes are actually the betting favorite, slightly ahead of Oregon. And number three, Georgia. Number four, Miami. Number five, Texas. There's Penn State, Tennessee, Indiana, BYU number 9, Notre Dame 10. And Alabama still in the mix, number 11. Notre Dame plays Florida State at home Saturday night. Northern Illinois has got a game with Western Michigan at 6 tonight. The 4-4 Bears look to shake off a two-game slide when they host the 2-7 Patriots Sunday at noon. First place Detroit plays Sunday night at Houston. The Packers are off, and the second place Vikings are at Jacksonville Sunday at noon. The Bulls go into Dallas tonight, a near 10-point underdog to beat the Mavericks, and with Zach LaVine questionable with that groin strain. He's already missed a game, LaVine. The Blackhawks suit up with the Red Wings at home tonight. They won two in a row and three out of four. Ryan Donato sitting with his team high 7 goals. Connor Bedard with the Hawks high 12 points. And look who's coming back to town again for the first time since his only return visit when he beat the Hawks with Detroit last February. Patrick Kane back in the house for the Red Wings to face the Hawks tonight. Josh List, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
CBS News special report. Donald Trump wins a decisive victory in the Electoral College, is poised to become the first Republican since George W. Bush in 2004 to win the popular vote, too, promising in his victory speech.
We're going to fix our borders. We're going to fix everything about our country. And we made history for a reason tonight, and the reason is going to be just that.
To Trump political advisor Stephen Miller.
Shows that there is a mandate with winning the popular vote on pace for 312 electorals that we can change this country. Every single vote matters.
The Republicans have regained their majority in the Senate, and with votes still being counted, a few key House seats have gone from blue to red.
And in Pennsylvania, not one but two seats, the 8th District in Scranton and the 7th District in Allentown, appear poised to flip. Republicans are bullish on their prospects of winning the House, too.
CBS's Scott McFarland. There have been no statements from Kamala Harris or President Biden. CBS News special report on Vicki Barker.
Back here in Chicago, area Republicans turned out for an election night watch party on the city's northwest side.
TVs were tuned to Fox News and Newsmax, and there was no shortage of cheers whenever results favorable for the Republican Party took over the screens.
I want to be here to support conservative Republicans that really live in the city but don't want to come out of this, tell them who they want to vote for. They just do what they're supposed to do and vote Democrat, and we're not.
Also, no shortage of gear in support of Donald Trump. Make America Great Again hats, Firefighters for Trump t-shirts, and plenty of Trump Vance signs. Many voters and Republican leaders had similar issues in mind as results began coming in.
Border security, rule of law. Those are the big ones.
Listen, if we don't have security in this country, we have nothing else matters.
And he also told us the gathering proved there is plenty of Republican support in the city of Chicago. In Edison Park, Andy Day, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Voters in North Suburban Skokie have approved a referendum to limit elected officials to three terms in each of the offices of mayor, trustee, and clerk. With all precincts reporting, the question was approved by nearly 84% of the votes cast.
In addition to the presidential race, voters in Chicago were electing a new top prosecutor for Cook County and the first ever elected members of the Chicago School Board. Joining us live now to dissect the results is veteran political reporter and political analyst Mike Flannery. Mike, first, let's get started with your reaction to former President Trump's victory.
Well, it's a big surprise, I know, to many here in Chicago this morning. And the first thing that I thought about as the numbers were pouring in last night, and this was visible pretty early. I have to give kudos to the New York Times and their chief digital analyst Nate Cohn, who were warning pretty early on that Democrats who thought that the vice president was going to win might well be disappointed. But at a time when state of Illinois is already projecting a $3 billion shortfall for the next fiscal year, I think there was probably a hope that if Democrats controlled Congress and the White House, that there'd be money from Washington. The message to Springfield is no, there's not. And to City Hall as well no, there's not going to be anything like the largesse that Washington doled out to local governments, Mike.
So if we look at the numbers, and again, they're still rolling in, but if we look at the numbers, it seems as though the vice president really underperformed President Biden's race just a few years ago. I'm talking about here in Illinois. What do you think that says, that it seems like Biden actually did better 4 years ago?
Well, another way to look at it, Cisco, is, if you think about it, Donald Trump won despite all of the notorious shortcomings that he has as a candidate. He's a uniquely polarizing figure in American politics. I mean, we can do a thought experiment. Donald Trump wins big like this. But imagine if Nikki Haley or Ron DeSantis were the Republican nominee. I think you can make a case that Republicans would have won even bigger.
Okay, Mike, and let's switch gears here and turn now to the, school board election. What do you think the results suggest about, how the teachers union was performing and Mayor Johnson?
Well, it appears, Mike, that there are going to be some some other voices on the school board other than those loyal to Mayor Johnson and to the Chicago Teachers Union. You know, the plan of the teachers union when they went to this elected school board was that that they would control it. I was disappointed that so many tens of thousands of Chicago voters just skipped the Board of Education contests. The teachers union at the last minute, after for years and years arguing that they wanted a fully elected school board, they double crossed some of their supporters down in Springfield, and they insisted that the mayor be able to appoint a majority of the board. So that's what they did. So despite the election of these 10, he's going to be able to do that.
Thanks so much for all the analysis. You sounded really great last night, too, along with Rob Harden and Craig Delamore. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Thank you. Appreciate the analysis. Mike Flannery joining us here on News Radio WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.